kids podcast.
You can go slow.
A kids podcast about.
Hey, listeners, thanks for finding this episode. We believe in the power of conversations and knowing that kids like you are ready to talk about the big things going on in their world. If you like this episode, please consider sharing it with a teacher, a classmate, a relative, or someone you think should hear it. And thanks.
Hi, I'm Nikita Simpson.
And I'm Dr. Anne Louise Lockhart.
I wrote a kid's book called A Kid's Book About Emotions.
And I help kids and grown-ups work through their emotions.
And now we're making a podcast about them.
This is Everyday Feels, a podcast about emotions for kids and their grown-ups.
This podcast is better together. Listen with a grown-up, with a family member, with a class, or with a friend. How are you feeling today, Dr. Lockhart?
I'm feeling satisfied because I had an amazing lunch. It was so good. How about you, Nikita? How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty calm. I took some time this morning to rearrange my day to end better than it started.
Thanks for sharing. I love hearing people's stories, even those mini experiences.
You're welcome, Dr. Lockhart. And thank you for that too. Thinking about this episode, what happens when two emotions we're familiar with combine?
Ooh, that can get so tricky because it can feel overwhelming when we're trying to make sense of two different emotions, especially if they both feel and look very similar. We should definitely talk more about that.
I can't wait to learn more about that today. Are you ready?
I sure am. Are you?
Definitely. Speaking of feeling two emotions at once, I think it's time we heard from Julia from Maryland, who shares a memory when she felt scared and nervous. Let's listen together.
Hi, my name is Julia. I'm six. I live in Maryland.
Can you name the people in your family?
Mommy, Daddy, Jonah.
So, tell me about, did you say it was a time when you felt scared and nervous?
I was scared and nervous when I first saw Enzo because I was scared that he was going to bite me.
Who's Enzo?
He's one of Nanny's dogs. He's a baby dog. He looks so cute.
Then what made you nervous about him if he looks so cute?
I mean, he's not cute. He looks really weird, but his teeth are sharp, so I'm scared that he will bite me.
Oh, what did you do when you were scared and nervous?
I just tried to walk away from him.
Oh, okay. And was that a good choice to do, or did you wish you did something differently?
I wish I did something differently.
What did you wish you did instead of walking away?
Running away.
Did everything turn out okay, though? Was it okay?
Yeah, and then, like, a couple days passed, I was fine with him.
Oh, that's good.
Because he turned so cute.
He turned so cute. How do you feel about Enzo now?
Cute.
You feel like he's cute? Do you like to see him?
Yes.
Thank you, Julia, for sharing your experience about feeling scared and nervous when you first met your nanny's dogs.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing, Julia. Hey, listeners, Dr. Lockhart and I are going to take a moment and pause right here, and you should too. Stand up, stretch those arms and legs, and get settled again. When we come back, we'll talk more about feeling a little scared and nervous. We'll even give you listeners a chance to share a memory about it and listen while others around you share their memories too. We'll come back after a short break.
Hey, grown-ups, with over 100 different titles in our A Kid's Book About series, it may be hard to figure out where to start. Allow me to make a suggestion. There is perhaps no greater feeling, nothing more life-giving or secure than to know you belong. No matter where you are, what you're experiencing, or who you're around, without that feeling of belonging, it's hard to concentrate on anything else. We can help our kids know what it feels like to belong, and what it takes to help others feel like they belong around us.
When you do belong, it's very, very evident, right? Because I like to say your heart smiles and your brain is tickled.
That's Kevin Carroll, author of A Kid's Book About Belonging. Check out our Kevin Talks About Belonging episode of A Kid's Book About, the podcast. Listen together with the kiddos in your life. And when you're ready, visit akidsco.com for more great books and podcasts made to empower kids.
Welcome back to Everyday Feels. We just listened to Julia, who shared with us how scared and nervous she felt when she met her nanny's dog, Enzo, for the first time. I felt a little nervous, too.
I did, too, Nikita. Thanks for sharing, Julia. You know, I think it's so important to remember or know, if you're hearing this for the first time, that our feelings are really our friends. Feelings can be so big that we feel like running away, hiding, or even screaming. And those reactions make sense when the situation is uncertain.
Good point, Dr. Lockhart. Feeling scared and nervous feels like a lot of things at once. Are there some helpful words we can use to describe all the things Julia must have been feeling at that moment?
Oh, yeah. That's a great question, Nikita. You know, there are definitely words we can use to describe feeling nervous and scared at once. These are called synonyms. And these include words such as hesitant, unsure, distracted, confused, doubtful, and afraid.
When I hear these words, it reminds me that feeling scared and nervous about something like a dog I've never met feels different from being scared and nervous about taking a hard test. Why does feeling hesitant feel so different than just feeling scared or just nervous?
You know, Nikita, it really depends on the situation and what it means to the person experiencing it. And also, if you have more support in the moment, it feels a little bit easier to handle. So for example, if you're scared and nervous about meeting a dog, but your nanny and mom are nearby, you know you're safe and you can go to them if you need to. But if you're at school and you're about to take a hard test, you don't really have that same support. So those feelings aren't comforted. In the hard test situation, you might actually feel afraid, confused, and even really distracted.
That's another great point, Dr. Lockhart. What makes me unsure can look really different than what makes someone else feel hesitant. You know, I remember when I started middle school and how much harder it was for me to fit in than my classmates. I think about how nerve-wracking or how doubtful I felt inside my body.
Oh, that sounds really familiar. I had that same experience, especially because when I went to a new middle school, it was much larger than what I was used to. I didn't know anybody. I felt really uncomfortable and really nervous.
I'm so glad we're talking about this, Dr. Lockhart. You know what I think we should do? I think we should give everyone listening the opportunity to share a memory with whoever they're listening with. Maybe that's a babysitter or a neighbor, a sibling or a grandparent, a classmate, or a grown-up you trust. And if you're listening by yourself, you can say the memory out loud or just think it to yourself.
You know, Nikita, I think that's a great idea. Think about a time you felt scared and nervous at once. Share that memory. Remember why you felt scared and nervous. You can write it down, play it out, or share it with your grown-up. And if you're a grown-up and listening with your kid, take this time to listen. Give them the space to share and then thank them for sharing their story. There's no need to provide advice. Just listen for now. We'll give you more specific tools in a bit.
All right, everyone. Here's where you can pause the podcast and share your memory with whomever you're listening with. Take as much time as you need. Dr. Lockhart and I will be waiting right here for you when you're ready to come back.
Welcome back to Everyday Feels. We hope you had the opportunity to share by yourself or with your grown-up about a time you felt scared and nervous at the same time.
Dr. Lockhart, before we wrap up, are there any tools for feeling nervous or scared? And any tools you can think of that can help our listeners or even the grown-ups?
Absolutely. You know, I have one reminder and two really helpful tips. Always remember your feelings are not your enemy. Your feelings give you messages about other people and the world around you. So just notice those feelings, even the ones you usually try to avoid. I know it's hard, but this is such an important part of the process and it helps you grow. First, start by saying a strength statement. You can say it in your mind or out loud. You can say something like, "This feeling is trying to keep me safe. I'm okay. I can feel brave and scared at the same time." Changing from the scared thoughts to the brave thoughts will shift how your brain sees them. Maybe not right away, but it certainly will over time. Second, if a person or situation is creating unsafe feelings in you, you can say, "Stop, that makes me feel uncomfortable." It's okay to tell someone how you expect to be spoken to and treated. Yes, even if the person is a grown-up. Then go to a safe adult and let them know how you feel and what you need. You deserve to feel safe.
Well, y'all, that's our show. Thank you so much, Julia from Maryland, for sharing with us how scared and nervous you felt meeting Enzo. And I'm glad that you feel a lot better towards Enzo and that you think he's cute now. And thank you, Dr. Lockhart, for letting us remember and understand what to do when we feel scared and nervous. Thank you for reminding us that being unsure or hesitant can look completely different for everyone. And that's okay.
So many adults grew up not talking about feelings, and it's time for us to change that story. I'm so glad you listeners are here with us. If you want professional help and need to talk to someone about how you feel, you can find a therapist online by typing "child psychologist near me." You can look up all the different professionals in your area. That's a really great place to start.
And remember, you are the expert on your emotions.
Emotions are really your friend.
And you're always allowed to feel what you feel.
Let's continue this journey together.
Thanks for joining us today. You can find out more about Dr. Lockhart and her practice online at anewdaysa.com and on Instagram at dr.annelouise.lockhart. You can find my book, A Kid's Book About Emotions, and other kids' books about important topics at akidsco.com.
Everyday Feels is written by Nikita Simpson and Dr. Anne Louise Lockhart. Our show is edited and produced by Ari Maffei with help from Matthew Winner. Sound design is by Chad Michael Snavely and the team at Sound On Studios. Our executive producer is Jelani Memory. And this show was brought to you by A Kids Podcast About. If there's an emotion you want to share for us to explore, send us a note at listen@akidspodcastabout.com and check out other podcasts made for kids just like you by visiting akidsco.com.
Until next time.
Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm the head of audio at A Kids Co, and I also host A Kids Book About, the podcast, and Worth Noting. I just wanted to say thanks. Thanks for listening to our shows in your classroom or in your bedroom, over breakfast or over dinner, on your drive or on your downtime. No matter what you do between this listen and the next time you tune in, thanks. You're awesome. And it's because of kids like you that we get to make cool stuff like this. See ya.